Chapter 2. Buck is Sold. A man called Manuel lived at Senator Miller's home and worked in the gardens there. Manuel liked gambling, but of course he didn't always win. Manuel lost money to another man, and he decided to sell Buck to get the money to pay the man. So, one evening, Manuel took Buck for a walk. No one saw them leave, because the senator was at a meeting, and the other people in the house were busy, too. Buck knew and liked all the men at Senator Miller's home, so he was quite happy to go for a walk with Manuel. He had no idea that his life was going to change. Near the train station, Manuel met a man, and the man gave Manuel some money. Then Manuel put a rope round Buck's neck and gave the rope to the stranger. Buck didn't like the feeling of the rope around his neck, but he wasn't frightened yet. Suddenly, the man pulled the rope tight around Buck's neck. Buck was very surprised. His neck hurt, and he jumped at the man. Then the man pulled the rope tighter until it was difficult for Buck to breathe. Such behavior was new to Buck. He was angry, but he didn't have the strength to fight because the rope was so tight around his neck. Manuel and the other man took Buck and threw him into a big wooden box. The box was put in the baggage car of a train traveling north. For 2 days and nights, Buck was in the box. He didn't have any food to eat or any water to drink. When the train finally stopped at Seattle in the state of Washington, Buck was different. He wasn't the friendly dog from Senator Miller's home. He was so hungry and thirsty that he was nearly mad. His eyes were red, and he jumped in fury against the sides of the box. 4 men lifted the box out of the train and took it, with Buck inside, to a small yard. The yard had a high wall all round it. A man was waiting in the yard. He was wearing a red sweater, and he held an axe in one hand and a club in the other. "Are you going to take the dog out of the box now?" one of the men asked him. "Of course I am," the man in the red sweater answered. The 4 men quickly found safe places high up on top of the wall and waited for the show to begin. The man in the red sweater began to break the box with his axe. Buck got angrier and angrier each time he felt the axe hit the wood. When the hole in the box was big enough, Buck jumped through it, 63 kilos of fury, directly at the man. The man quickly put his axe on the ground and took his club. Just as Buck was going to bite the man, Buck felt the heavy club hit his side. He fell on his back, but got up and jumped at the man again. Once more he felt the club hit him. He screamed in pain, but attacked again. Buck now understood that the club was causing the pain, but that didn't stop him. He just became angrier. 10 times he attacked the man in the red sweater, and 10 times the man stopped him with his club. All the time the men on the wall watched excitedly. Buck was bleeding from his nose, mouth, and ears, but he didn't stop fighting. Finally, the man hit him so hard with the club that Buck fell to the ground, unconscious. When he woke up, he didn't have the strength to move and stayed lying on the ground. The man in the red sweater found a letter in the box and read, "This dog's name is Buck." Then the man gave Buck some meat to eat and water to drink. "Well, Buck, my boy," he said in a friendly voice, "you've learned your lesson." "The man has won this battle, but I'm not completely broken," Buck thought. "And now I know that a man with a club must be obeyed." Over the next few days, more dogs arrived in boxes and were trained with the club as Buck was. Men also arrived and bought the dogs. One day, 2 French-Canadian men called Perrault and Francois came to buy dogs. Perrault was small and thin, but Francois was enormous. They were a new kind of man for Buck, but he was going to meet many like them in the future. They wore work clothes and boots, and their faces were suntanned. They chose Buck and 3 other dogs, Curly, Dave, and Spitz. Curly was friendly and good-natured. Dave was a quiet, sad-looking dog who just wanted to be left alone. Spitz was a big, white dog, and he knew how to survive. Once he tried to steal Buck's food, but Francois saw and hit Spitz with his whip. "I'm beginning to hate Spitz," Buck thought. "But I respect Francois. He's a fair man, and he understands dogs." Perrault and Francois took the dogs on a ship for the next part of the journey north. Buck never saw the warm south again. As the ship traveled further north, it became colder and colder. One day, Francois put leashes round the dogs' necks and took them onto the deck of the ship. Something white, cold, and soft was on the deck, and more was falling through the air. Buck smelt it and tried to eat it, but it disappeared. He tried again, and the men round him laughed. "Why are the men laughing at me?" Buck thought. He didn't understand, because this was his first snow.